Sabbath News, Thursday, October 30th, 2014. Luckiest man alive. An art teacher who survived being run over by a black cab says he is the luckiest man alive, as he then found out he had a brain tumour. Paul Bartlett, who helped launch a new brain tumour research centre in London last week, was cycling home from work when he was hit by a taxi, thrown onto the windscreen and flipped over the top of the vehicle. He just remembers waking up in hospital to a crowd of people stood round his bed trying to pull one of his broken arms back into place. It was quite gruesome, the 37-year-old told the news. I was told when I came round that my helmet had saved my life. With two broken arms, Paul jumped at the chance to take part in a brain trauma research program at the same hospital, because they offered him tea and biscuits, which he was unable to sort out for himself at the time. 15 minutes into an MRI scan, Paul was asked if he ever got headaches and was speedily referred to a specialist who told him he had an ependymoma. After looking it up on his phone, he discovered he had a brain tumour. I burst into tears, said Paul, who added that was the worst thing anybody can do in that situation is to look up brain tumour on the internet. On the plus side, through getting hit by a cab, Paul had discovered the tumour before he ever showed symptoms, which can be debilitating and irreversible. After a 9-hour operation involving drilling into his skull, Paul was in the clear. I reckon I must be the luckiest person alive to have been hit by a taxi, said Paul of Crystal Palace Road in East Dulwich, who named his 50-pence-sized tumour Terry. Somehow giving it a name helped me to deal with it, he said. I even mentioned Terry in my wedding speech last year. I said, it's nice Terry is no longer with us. And the whole place roared. It was quite emotional. Telling his story 4 years after his accident to help launch a new centre of excellence by the charity Brain Tumour Research at Queen Mary University, Paul said the experience changed his outlook on life. This week has brought it all back, said Paul, and it does make you feel very fortunate. I'm not religious, but I've seen it as it's not my turn to go yet, he said, and I certainly don't get stressed about things anymore.